Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show, and I have a new interview, of course, to share with you. Thank you for all of the letters, emails, and such that we receive about these brief interviews. So, well, listen, there is a new movie that will be opening up October 29th and 30th. It's titled Miracle in East Texas. And that's where I'm originally from, Texas. So this really got my attention. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo. We all know him. John Ratzenberger, remember from Cheers, we know him. Actress Sam Sorbo, who is, of course, Kevin's wife, and the legendary actor Lou Gossett Jr. So if you would like to get more information to get tickets at the theaters, if you'd like to get more information about tickets and where you can see the film, go to the website Sorbo, S-O-R-B-O, Studios, with an S, .com. That's SorboStudios.com. Now, this is a really, it's a comedy. It is actually based on a real story. And it's about two con men during the Depression, and they are... they're kind of scammers here. Yeah, they really are. So they scam lonely widows out of hundreds of dollars, and they promise these widows that they are going to make them rich because they are, you know, Texas wildcatters searching for oil wells and such. And that's kind of the impetus of the story there. Very interesting ending. It's a lot of laughs, but it's entertaining, but it's also a bit educational. And so our guest, Sam Sorbo, as I said, she stars as one of the widows that the con guys swindle out of money. But she's going to be joining us in this interview, and she has a lot of details, behind-the-scenes information. Of course, we love those, as I call them, pocket stories. And so Sam Sorbo will be chatting with us in about 10 seconds or so and telling us more about the making of their new film, Miracle in East Texas. Again, it opens nationwide October 29th and 30th. Please go to the website SorboStudios.com, and there you will find all of the information that you need. So now, let's roll it, and let's listen to my recent chat with Sam Sorbo. So let's listen right now. Good afternoon, Sam. It's such a pleasure to chat with you, and we are more than ready to dig in and start chatting here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have gathered here to talk about this new movie, Miracle in Texas, which opens October 29th and 30th. So it's such a delightful film. It's I understand that it's mostly based on an actual true story. And so tell us, first of all, you are one of the stars, writer, producer. Your track record is just phenomenal of your talents here. And your husband, Kevin Sorbo, of course, is the director. So tell us more about the synopsis of this movie.
Yeah, well, it stars Kevin Sorbo and John Ratzenberger, who you might remember from Cheers.
Absolutely.
And, oh, I don't know, every single Pixar movie ever made.
Yes.
I think that's his second claim to fame after Cheers. So they are two boggles, basically. They are con men who go through Oklahoma and Texas wooing widows into investing in their basically fake oil wells. They fancy themselves to be oil men, but I think underneath it all, they know that they're not really. They have a broken down old jalopy that actually breaks down on the way to their final drill site, and they can't even afford to fix it, so they just drill right there. And as luck would have it, they actually make the biggest oil free of the world for real. It's really an amazing story. And, we were just blessed that Dan Gordon, who is an Oscar-nominated screenwriter. He wrote The Hurricane for Denzel Washington and Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, and he wrote 60 episodes of Highway to Heaven for Michael Landon.
Oh, goodness.
And he brought us a script. Originally, he had created the script for Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Because
it is sort of in the vein of The Sting or, you know, in some of the other movies that those guys did, but they could never find the right timing to do it together. And so he put it on himself and he waited and he bided his time, as they say. And so we were just lucky enough to come upon it, and he was willing to lend it to us. And so we were just very blessed to be able to produce this really fun, family-friendly comedy that's actually based on a true story. It's really quite remarkable.
I'm originally from Texas, and so when I saw that the title and then saw the storyline, I said, I wonder, was this shot in West Texas, or where did you guys shoot the film?
Oh, so that's funny, because people who watched the film in Texas came up to my husband afterwards and said, I know exactly where you shot some of those scenes. And he said, no, you don't, because we shot up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh,
and we shot on a ranch that they used for Unforgiven and Lonesome Dove and The Revenant and a lot of other westerns. It's a beautiful place up there. If you turn one way, you do see the Rockies, and you don't want to, so you shoot everything the other direction, and it's all very flat, like that.
Oh, my goodness. It looks so much like the Permian Basin area of West Texas. So, man, the location person did an excellent job with that film. It's just beautiful. So.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we mounted the film in record time, really incredible. But we have such a great team up there, and they do such a great job. And I'm just thrilled with the way the whole movie came out, and people love it. It won Best Faith Film, Best Family Film, Best Romantic Comedy at various film festivals. My husband actually won Best Director from one of the film festivals. So we've done very well. Audience favorite also. We're really hoping to get families back into the theater to enjoy good, wholesome entertainment that is uplifting and inspiring, because it's based on a true story. So these people actually live the things that most of what we tell in the movie is actually based in fact. And in fact, I'll tell you, the guy that comes in at the end is actually a representative of the Hunt family. And this story is how the Hunt family became basically overnight the wealthiest oil man in the business.
My goodness, the Hunt oil, of course, it all makes sense now. Oh,
yeah.
Isn't it? I love movies that are based on actual facts. I just love that. I just love him so much. Well,
it's important, because when we go to the theater and we watch a superhero movie that has a ton of, you know, CGI and stuff, it's fun and it's exhausting. But when you leave the theater, your life really hasn't improved.
Yes.
Because you can't be that superhero. You can't fly through the air. You can't, you know, lift heavy things like that. Like, you can't be the superhero. When we see true stories and people acting heroic despite their shortcomings that are based on true stories, they're hope for us. We go, well, okay, this guy did it. Maybe I can do something, you know, remarkable with my life.
Exactly. I mean, as much as I would love to be a James Bond girl, when I go home, it's just not happening. It's just not.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're correct.
You're funny.
That's really what I think. You summed it up perfectly, Al, because I used to question myself, why do I love movies that are based on true stories? And you just summed it up perfectly. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay, Miss Sam, tell us about your character.
My character is, I am one of the wealthy widows who is seduced by the charms of this Losario, played by my husband. And, you know, these guys actually did quote Shakespeare and quote scripture to these women. And so she was seduced by him and charmed by him. But when she finds out that he was just, basically, when she finds out that he's a loser, then she seeks vengeance. That's part of the whole plot twist in the story. And there's a great scene in there where it all comes together at the end, a nice big climactic finish for the movie. And it's actually very, very funny.
It totally is. And I really love the costumes. Of course, it was based back in the during the Depression, but the costumes and
1930.
Yeah, and the old cars. And wow. It was so much fun to look at that. Oh my goodness.
I had people coming up to me at the film screening saying, I was born in the wrong era. I want to dress like that, you know?
I know. How much fun was it for you actors to put on those costumes and such?
Oh, so much fun. We had great costumists. We had great, you already remarked on the location. We really had a talented crew putting this whole film together. So.
Well, okay. Of course, the question I'm sure everybody wants to know, what was it like, what is it like working with your husband, Kevin?
You know, a lot of people ask us that. And what I say to people is we fight really well. And, you know, marriage is work, and you need to have opinions, and you need to be able to defend those opinions. But when we disagree very well, and we come to terms. And I think back on something that, you know, Kevin insisted on getting, and at the time, because he's the director, and I'm the producer, and it's going to cost us more money, and it's going to take more time. And so I was against it because I just didn't see it. But he fought, and we had a long, drawn-out, you know, discussion about it. And he eventually got it. He got it because he insisted. And I'll tell you something. It's probably one of the best scenes in the movie. So, you know, it's important to disagree. It's important to contend for what you believe. But it's also important to recognize that the other person has great talent and, you know, great ideas. And, you know, sometimes you just need to fight for them.
Look, that's so very true. That's so very, very true. Well, now I got two more questions here. I understand that Lou Gossett has a role in the film. Tell us about that.
So Lou Gossett was so great to work with, I got to say. He comes in, he basically bookends the movie.
Okay.
Because his character in the character in the story is him as a very young boy in 1930s Texas. And so he comes in at the beginning of the movie to explain, but I got to tell you, some of the funniest scenes are with him. And so what we did, because we had to cut some of them, we put them at the very end of the movie. If you stay for the credits in the movie, you'll see a bunch of the outtakes from the movie. And he's hilarious. John Ratzenberger plays the other, con man. And he's hilarious. My goodness, we had so much fun on the set with these guys. And it shows in the movie. The movie's very funny. And then at the end, you've got the outtakes that are just them goofing around on set or bloopers or whatever. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's another element of films, especially comedies that I like too. Just like, you know, with the outtakes at the end, like The Hangover is one, the original is a really good one for that. And this one too, this one as well. And so lastly here, again, Miracle in East Texas opens October 29th and 30th. How can people find out where to see it in their city? I mean, where do they need to go?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Go to sorbostudios.com.
Okay.
And you just put in your, you click on tickets and you put in your zip code, and it'll give you all the theaters around you where the film's showing. And you can buy your tickets online, which makes it really easy, because once you buy your tickets, and you can even choose the seat.
Okay.
So you get the whole, you know, theatrical experience. But what you can do is screenshot that and send it to all your friends. And we're asking people to do that for two reasons. One, it's fun to go to the movies with other people, right?
Yes.
But it's also, there's that burden of sort of organizing it, and who's going to buy the tickets, and what time are you getting there, and all that. This makes it super easy. Then people come, they buy their own tickets. They've already bought their own tickets, right? And it makes it super easy. But also, we need people's voices to support the movie and tell other people. We don't have the $100 million advertising budget that these big blockbuster movies have. And so we can't afford to buy TV ads and be on all the football games that you're watching now and stuff. So we need people to help spread the word about uplifting entertainment. And so that's what we're asking people to help out with. And also, when you go to sorbostudios.com, you can sign up for our email. We like to stay in touch with people. And, of course, Facebook took my husband off the platform about 3 years ago now. LinkedIn also. dumped him.
Oh.
And so we discovered that email and texting is actually, it's actually a better way to stay in touch with people. And we put out, you know, a lot of behind the scenes stuff in our email letters and stuff like that. Oh, and before I let you go, there's also, if you've ever considered homeschooling, you might not know this, but I'm a very big homeschool proponent. So we developed a curriculum that goes along with the movie. Now you go, you might think, well, how can you homeschool based on an entertaining film? But in fact, you can. And so there's a short curriculum because the movie is historic. It is dealing with the depression. It does deal with the economy. It deals with oil, one of our most valuable natural resources. And it deals with the theme of forgiveness. And these are all worthy conversations, worthy topics to discuss with your children. And that counts as education because the children are learning from the movie and from you as the parent. So I encourage people to go to sorbostudios.com. You can get the free download there. I will caution you, there are spoilers in it, so don't read it before the movie. But there's that. And then if you have a book club, you could have the whole book club go to the movie and then get together afterwards and discuss some of the themes in the movie. We have a discussion guide for book clubs as well.
That is awesome. So this movie will entertain and educate you all at the same time. Good packaging there.
Right.
That's great.
Well, that's part of the uplifting part of the movie, right? It's not just giving you a message of hope, but it's brightening your life in some way. And that's what we really try to do at Sorbo Studios. And we're getting it done. So we hope that you'll support and go see the movie and tell your friends and really enjoy a nice evening out.
Absolutely. And again, the movie is Miracle in East Texas, opens October 29th and 30th. SorboStudios.com is where you can get all of the information. So quickly here, Sam, can you tell us next project from your studio?
Oh, my gosh. We've got four movies in the can and two more that are coming down the pipe. My husband stays very, very busy. He's got a documentary coming out next spring called Eating with the Enemy by the same people who did Before the Wrath, which was the number one documentary on Amazon for like 5 months running. It was pretty crazy. So they've got another documentary coming out. He's got Quest for the Throne is another documentary coming. Really, go to Sorbo Studios and sign up for our email so we can keep everyone apprised of what's going on in uplifting entertainment. Movies that move you.
That movies that will entertain and educate and inform you. And I'm already signed up on the mailing list, so everybody else follow our lead on that as well. So, Sam, again, thank you so much for all the work that you and your husband are doing, keeping all of us, you know, in all these crazy times we're in, you're producing product that's keeping us entertained. So thank you so much for the work.
Well, thank you for being you, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Dan. And so we look forward to hopefully talking to you on some of the next projects as they're released. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.